Well, I'll just throw in that CDC, you know, you've talked so much about it over the last year, and it was only after your watching the webinar, because I work Wednesdays, watching it and really watching it in action, that I'm truly appreciating it, and I'm still learning about it. I'm looking at it every chance I get to see when does the trend change after, say, a 4-hour, you know, divergence or convergence, and how far. Obviously, it goes a little further, you know, the reaction goes a little further on the larger time frames, and I'm just trying to get really familiar with it. But you really opened my eyes from that class. I mean, I wasn't getting it before. I thought I did, and I'm sure I still have a long way to go.
Okay. Did anybody else find that as well, that they thought they understood it, but all of a sudden it was like more apparent that they had learned something new, or there was a different way or a different perspective that they didn't see before?
When it is answered, I think the session was very helpful in that regard.
Okay.
I agree with Clark there. I also found that it helped me tremendously with just getting more aggressive. You know, if you see CDC on the higher time frames, to actually time it of the smaller time frames. So it's definitely helped me to time my entries much, much better, and not to be scared of the 15 and the 30 minutes, and actually, you know, being able to just enter trades with much more confidence. So in that case, definitely helped.
Great.
Another aspect of it that I found interesting was using CDC to watch for exit signals. That was a revelation